Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down after using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Yes, a little bit old school today. Pandemic school.
Yes, yeah. The gear still works.
Don't you love when that happens?
My face looks really dumb and red still.
Don't you love when the gear still works?
With this feed, yes, I'm excited.
What a moment that
I'm
is.
Excited that that everything, the hookup from the attic with its fancy new windows. I haven't done many shows up here with the windows, Mike. Just football season.
And you had this whole episode last week about how they have to stay closed, but you want to open them, but they're bigger, but it's
the
hot,
rain. Yeah, woo. Yeah.
Today's a little bit challenging.
I'm here to monitor that. I have them open now because, you know, if it rains, I'm here to close them. So that'll be fine.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
I am in the, as it's commonly known, Just Call Jed studio, where we're still not sure what the substance is beneath this carpet that's been ripped for 14 years is, but a lot of it today, for some reason, has been kicked up.
Oh, dear. Oh.
So there's just like basically crumbs of carpet. That's a team name, kind of all around my feet. But I think maybe Josh Allen wasn't born when this carpet ripped. I'm not sure if he was even born yet. Maybe he was. He was a toddler.
It might be close. Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah.
But, I think it could be the substance could actually be the shreds of the masking tape that was used, you know, back when George Bush was president to try to fix the situation. Maybe this is pieces of tape or it's piece. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Hopefully it's not toxic.
On one hand, I hope the situation gets alleviated rapidly. On the other, I feel bad to have missed it today. Hopefully it's still in disarray tomorrow.
I don't want it to ever be alleviated unless I get sick. Then probably we should address it because it's right under my feet.
Right.
Well, welcome to James Cook Week.
I suppose that is what we're looking at here. Yeah, I think it. I don't know, in all lowercase letters, James Cook Week. Because I feel like we should be expecting him not to show up for this.
I have been.
I think it would be somewhat surprising, if not flat out shocking, if he showed up for this. So it's the first mandatory thing that he can miss to try to make his point. He'll get fined. But, you know, if he wants to make a point to the Bills, now is, you know, the time to start making it, I suppose. And then I think the reason for the lowercase letters now, though, is because it's still, you know, not even mid-June yet. This is mandatory minicamp. Training camp is the end of July. And whatever that report date is, I feel like is James Cook Week in all caps. And maybe even, like, safety orange. That's a bigger... Because this to me, isn't a mystery. I would not expect a player in his position to show up for this. But if he wants to or does not want to show up for training camp, then I think that's a different thing.
Is it the same if he's there but not playing? What's that equivalent to tomorrow?
Begins a hold-in tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's
like... To anybody that's like, I still have yet to meet this person in real life. To anybody that's like really worried, then that would probably relax them. Well, maybe that person is not relaxable. I don't know. Like,
right.
Do you know anybody in your life that's actually really worried about whether James Cook is here for anything for this?
Do I know anybody?
Or do you think you do?
I don't think
I mean,
do.
You're not quizzing everybody in your contacts.
No, that's right. No, my circle of friends, I mean, they are a lot of my friends, a lot of my good friends are Bills fans. But in a way that wouldn't get to, is James Cook going to show up? I do think for mandatory minicamp, I do think the same friends as we get through, you know, mid-July, if I'm lucky enough to have things come together where, you know, different circles of friends, but you know, a boat day, and I'm with three of these people. It'll come up in mid-July, I think. Like, if we're out on the lake and we're just talking and whatever, do you think he'll show up for training camp? Like, I think that there's more urgency behind that. This is an opportunity for him to make his displeasure obviously more well-known than it is already, and I'd be stunned if he showed up. Training camp, I'm not so sure I'm ready to, you know. I think training camp is a much more likely place for the Holden.
There is, I'll keep this short, I promise. My all-time favorite show is The West Wing. And my favorite episode of The West Wing is called Hartsfield's Landing. And this episode is partly about this, you know, literally and figuratively chess game going on between the United States and China. And the assistant to the president's chief of staff guy is, it's been a while since I've watched it, clearly. I hope I don't have to listen to hear about how I couldn't lock that down. Sam Seymour.
Good job knowing the title of one of your favorite shows. Like
oh, my
specific,
gosh.
I don't know the titles. The only title of a show that I really like that I know the name of is just because people reference it all the time. It's the Pine Barrens episode of Sopranos.
What about Seinfeld?
Otherwise, oh, okay. What is the masturbation episode?
The Secret. I'm not sure that's right.
I think that might be right.
I'm not sure
I wrote
that's
a term
right.
paper on it. I probably wrote it, but I don't remember.
You wrote a term paper on that episode of Seinfeld?
Yes.
At a real school?
I went to Buff State for broadcasting.
Did they have any limitations? No. On what that had to be about?
No, it had to be something from contemporary popular American media.
Oh, wow.
And it was the most popular show on Earth at the time.
Yes.
So it qualified.
Do you still have it? No,
oh, yeah.
You would not. You do?
No, I'll bet I do have it somewhere.
You wrote a term paper.
I don't think I've had hands on
show.
It in a long time, but I'm pretty sure I still
so
have
to speak.
It in a folder somewhere.
Yeah.
yes, so to speak.
Well, again, anyway. It's great when the gear works.
Anyway, so yeah.
So anyway. Hartsfield's Landing is about like this chess game going on U.S. and China, and Sam is trying to understand through the president's eyes like what is really happening here, and he's like, "What's our next move? What comes after that?" He's like, "After our next move comes their next move," and it's all sort of like the president is all sort of chill about it. By the way, I did want to keep that short. That section in the middle is not a part of
my. No, I know that was me talking about, you know, whatever.
I brought
Sopranos and then Seinfeld and then, but we've reeled it back in relatively quickly.
I brought that on.
Please.
So after our next move comes their next move. And really, like, to the president, it's all sort of, like, you know, going to happen the way it's going to happen. And a lot of things get me to the West Wing, but this does. This is like, yeah, well, this is when he doesn't show up. Before that was when we said a thing. And, you know, before that was when he was on X with his demands or whatever. Like, that now comes his next move. And it really doesn't escalate until, you know, quote, escalate until somebody does something unexpected. Till somebody, that would be Cook not coming to training camp. That would be the Bills announcing or just deciding and not telling us that they're just not going to, you know, do anything for him, whatever. Like sometimes those things get brought out and end up in the public space. That's usually not how things go, and that's not how the Bills operate.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to watch out for. What exactly, I imagine when camp begins, that's the next time. Oh, well, we're going to hear from McDermott tomorrow. I don't know that we're going to hear from Bean with mandatory minicamp firing up. But whenever the GM next speaks, which at the latest, I'll just say safely, will be as training camp begins.
Yep.
What kind, he could speak earlier.
Unless he goes on Oprah.
Right. What? Maybe he'll go on Pat McAfee again. I don't know. Maybe he'll call in the morning show. What sort of... You know, how harsh or friendly? Like, what is the tone, right? Because the tone when he last really talked about this, about the negotiations, was We're leaving it. It's not worth continuing. And so we've got, you know, it was on to the draft. I mean, now the draft, by, you know, the time Bean is talking here, might be 2 months in the rearview mirror by then. But that's the last we heard. It was like, we're not close, and we're not really engaged.
I think he did say something, maybe with McAfee. He did say something later that sounded more like dismissive about any sort of concern.
Okay.
What we think he'll be here, or things to that effect.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of a turn back, because what you're referring to was before the draft.
Right.
And there was a little bit after the draft with all that media that he did. Oprah, has the show ever sounded older? The Drew Barrymore show, whatever show it was, he did sound more like, you know, don't worry about it. Like, we'll get there.
Okay.
Maybe even more specific than that, but it wasn't as
dismissive of the process.
No, right,
okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I have gotten the sense all along that they expect him to come in, but that's what teams often say when they're talking about a guy under contract, right? Like, he's got a contract. We expect him to be here.
What did McDermott say? He'll be here when he's ready to be here.
Be here when he's
whatever
ready.
That means.
We love him, yeah. So what does that tone sound like? Assuming he misses this week, and there'll be, you know, availabilities, players and coach. I don't know about Bean this week. But we'll get some clues, although, you know, the coach has the ability to sort of duck behind the, you know, I coach the players that are here thing. So I don't know that we'll get much, if anything, to lean us one way or the other. But whenever Bean talks, what kind of tone he has is, you know, going to be very, I think, maybe telling.
You know,
what's going to happen next.
Think about Diggs for this. This is 2 years ago now, and when he was last on the Bills. And it was this week. It was tomorrow, whatever day that was in 2023. It was that day, and McDermott kind of escalated it himself, I'm sure unwittingly, with like, "I'm very concerned," right? Like, but we didn't know then that Diggs was there, and I would think like something weird would have to happen like then for that to happen with this guy, you know, like tomorrow, because probably they'll just do what they usually do, which is kind of downplay everything.
Right.
But that was this week.
That's right. That was mandatory minicamp. First day, media availability. When McDermott spoke, he did incite it.
Are we going to get McDermott to say he's very concerned tomorrow? Or is he just going to talk the way he did last week or 2 weeks ago?
I would guess, well, a couple things that could contribute to this. I would guess he sounds more like he did when he last spoke about it, simply because he, I think, probably realizes he didn't help the situation, the Diggs situation, by talking like he talked.
Okay.
And so I might guess, you know, experience might tell him to sort of slow play this, not, you know, talk about any concerning terms or anything. And it's not saying that might not be that's how I would want to play it, because I still think, as much as this is not ideal, him not coming in for this, I think it is to be expected, and if you get to very concerned now, where are you going to be if he doesn't come in at the end of July? Even doubly more concerned? Leave yourself some concern room is all I'm suggesting for Sean McDermott, and I don't think right now, like we talked about earlier, this is just a barometer of people I'm friends with. I don't get bogged down in whether he's going to – I would like everyone to be here and holding hands and singing songs together and happy. That would be great. But I don't think it's that big a deal if he's not here for this. It happens all the time in the league.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that big a deal.
I don't think it's that big a deal if he's not in the field week one.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Right? Isn't that the point? Like,
right.
That's what's behind the – who knows? Like, we've talked about this so much. But your position, and I would love to hear you challenged on this, but I don't know, like, it's sort of pulling teeth to get anybody to talk about this for me. Like, your position is more like, I think the Bills should do nothing.
Right.
And yeah. I just think there's a point at which they go, okay, well, fine, you know, here, funny using that word for this player, but, you know, just
fine. Right.
Here's $25 million over 3 years, you know, congrats. And it really doesn't hurt the Bills too much, because there are all kinds of different ways to maneuver, and, you know, the cap always goes up. So this is all starting like in 2026 anyway. Here's that money. We like you. Of course, listen tomorrow for everybody and every chance they get to tell you how much they love him.
Yeah.
because it always has to be, we love Jimbo. Right.
Well,
so
the trick about that, like I also think the Bills would probably prefer to get the situation settled and prefer to have him at a number that they would be comfortable with moving forward. I think he does have value for them for, you know, the next season after this and another one or so. So a few years down the road isn't a big deal. He's got to be willing to make that compromise, though. And I don't know, you know, a lot of this could be posturing. This could be, I'm saying I want 15, but I really would take 12.
Yep.
You know, but I don't know that, you know. And so he's got to be agreeable to a compromise. And that is still certainly in the window, but I don't need it. Like, I think the Bills are positioned, again, it's not position A, it's not ideal, but I think eventually the player is going to realize the best way, if I don't want to settle for 10, 11, or 12, I wanted 15, and the best way for me to get that is to get on the field and have another year and shut everybody up. And that very likely comes from another team, because I doubt the price that he's willing to play for the Bills for goes down if he has that year again, like comes to their meeting place. And so I'm comfortable letting him play it out, and I think you have to be in order to play it this way, and I assume that the Bills are.
It's one where I really want it to drag on, at least until July, because I want to know more about how the Bills see it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if they value, you know, a quote RB1 to the extent where they sort of get nervous about him. And even though, like, they keep saying to themselves, he really doesn't have any leverage. We can franchise him. He doesn't get the year accrued if he doesn't show up. All these different things that they sort of continue to tell themselves, like, he's going to walk in the door, and then he never does. When do they sort of do anything about it? Other than capitulate on his terms or something. But like, could they bring somebody in, or just what would be their next move if they changed how they felt about his level of seriousness? Like, I'd like to know that answer, because I'm not worried about any of this really affecting the season. So for me, like, I can live with that. Like, I'm not, mm-hmm. If it's Allen, obviously it's different. And oh no, wait. What do we have to do for him? Is it worth it? And that, now we're talking. Everything's on the table. If Allen ever got to a point where you knew the same, he might have had the same thoughts. You know, who knows if he does? But they're not. He got his contract redone, but they're not like out in the space.
No, people would be lighting candles about that. I might be one of them.
Oh, well,
that would be a very.
We'd have a GoFundMe page for him.
A very
the poor guy.
Right.
Can we raise $10 million
right.
so that Josh Allen's happy?
Right.
Like, just that would be so different. And for me, it would be like, okay, well, and this is, I'm not saying this is the Bills at all, because the Bills would probably not be like this. But it would be like, okay, well, the whole thing's shot if he doesn't come in. So what do I have to do? Like, if you're watching, like, my hands are out, I'm sort of in this posture, like, all right, what do I have to do if Josh Allen doesn't want to come to practice? Mandatory mini camp, whatever. It might happen someday. But, you know, we're not there. And just like you would think, most people would think the entire season is over immediately before it starts if he doesn't play. Cook, to me, is almost exactly the opposite, where there's almost nothing riding on it in my mind. Like, it's just, okay, well, that welcome to the starting lineup, Ray Davis, right? Or Ty Johnson, or Darrington Evans, or whoever.
Frank Gore Jr.
Whoever.
Down the whole list, right?
There'll be running backs on teams that are going to get stuck, and bring them in. Like, let's just go to the next thing. And so because I have that attitude about it, which you don't have to have yourself, because I have that attitude about it, I want to see, I don't mean doomsday, but I want it to last.
No, yeah, no, there's always, there is, you know, there's an intellectual curiosity about the running backs, you know, don't pay him, whatever
right.
stance I have about it. Yeah, your eagerness to see it taken out for a spin and either validated or blown up in this particular case. There's, you know, that is riding concurrently with, I just want him to come in and I want what's best for the team, because, you know, just get him in here. He matters somewhat. I think. But on the other hand, like, I don't know. I might like to see it without him. But just once and for all locally, we'd have some, you know, at least a flag to plant. And, you know, the ability to say, like, well, that certainly didn't pan out. You know, like they didn't just plug another guy in and not miss a beat. Or, well, they actually did. And it's everybody eats except it's the running back room instead of the receiver room. And it turned out fine.
Right. I still think this is all just for us to pass the time. I think it is the West Wing episode. I think probably Cook will not practice this week if he's here at all. Like, he almost, I've thought, has to go that far for what it is he's said already. He can't just show up for mandatory minicamp on his deal. Like, what's even that? So I think we get through this week and probably continue to wonder what's going to happen. And, you know, I still think it'll probably be a deal that even maybe Cook is ready to agree to. But he's going to take this week off because so what? Practically speaking, so what if he's not there this week? Like, from his preparation standpoint, from his fitness standpoint, anything. Is he going to play in the preseason at all?
Probably not.
Maybe not. Like, he'll be at practice and do some of that, but it'll be very measured, right? Because the number one in July, August is nobody get hurt. And he's a running back, so every touch is like a notch off his lifespan. You know, you'll just sort of, you get to week one, and there he is for Baltimore. And however many reps he's had or touches he's had and all these practices will be probably considered irrelevant, unless he fumbles, and then we'll only hear about how he should have been on the field for minicamp.
Practicing holding onto the ball more,
Yes. I mean, he fumbled once last year, right?
Yes. I wonder, now that I'm thinking about it, I think he does, I'm almost sure of this, he falls into, because of his 3 years of experience, I think he falls into a group of players who can have fines like the ones he's about to start incurring if he does not show up tomorrow, forgiven.
Yes, I believe that's right.
It's funny, in a way, whereas you could be encouraged if he shows up and, say, starts a hold-in tomorrow. I'm here, right? I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm here. I've reported. I'm just not going to participate. And whereas if he – and, you know, you think, oh, he's here. Well, that must be a good sign about maybe a contract getting done or something. Well, I don't know. Like, if he thinks a contract's going to get done – and he's got a compromise in mind that's nearer a Bills number. Like, if they must have some ballpark idea, I would think, from negotiating as badly as it may have gone. You got some idea where you stand. And if you think you'll take that number, then incur some fines and just have them forgiven. Whereas if he's not here and doesn't settle it, then he's going to have to pay that. And I don't know, maybe that's a sign. Do you follow me? It's a little backwards. Like, him coming in would be peaceful, but it might not necessarily mean a contract, because he might just be trying to avoid having to pay the fines.
Maybe.
That could be forgiven if he gets a deal done and misses.
Go to Spain and drive as fast as you want, because you know that when you get home, you're not going to have to pay for it. Just don't hit anybody.
People we know have done this.
Easy game.
Yep.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, we'll look for your calls as we go through the day, as always, 803-0550. If you have a thought, how important is James Cook? Of course, we've talked about it many times. This is the week. Tomorrow is the day where it becomes more of a real thing if he's not practicing. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. This is WGR.